Yeah, what up? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Yesterday, my wife Lindsay was on here, and it was kind of a big discussion, and a lot of people were saying that I was being a controlling husband because my wife Lindsay was going to have lunch plans with a guy, happened to be a listener to the Joe and Alex Show. And listen, I talk on the air, and I really mean it. I love meeting people. I love talking to you if you're a Joe and Alex Show listener. I even like grabbing a beer or something to eat with you. That's cool. But I've never said that about my wife. And the reason why is just like, I worry about her safety. I mean, most people that we meet are cool, but there's a few weirdos. I mean, in any line of work you have, you got some weird, creepy people, Alex. You've gotten some creepy letters. You've got things sent to the station, which we had to get
law enforcement. My jail mail.
Yeah, we had to get law enforcement involved with. Even a coworker of ours was a stalker. So,
yep.
I mean, there's all kinds of crazy crap that goes on. It's just a weird world we live in, so I worry about my wife's safety. But this was misconstrued as me being a controlling husband because I'd said, no, I don't want you to go grab lunch with this guy that I've never met before. I don't know who he is. Well, my request was denied. Lindsay actually went out yesterday and grabbed lunch with this guy, and I guess they had a really good time. And she's like, he is my new best friend.
New best friend?
Yeah, so they're really, like, they hit it off. They're going to hang out again, I guess, next week. So I've been told. Once again, I'm not asked about any of this. It's just happening. So I'm glad everybody thinks this is so funny. Glad you guys all just are laughing and smiling behind the scenes here.
So why did she think that they were best friends? Like, what was it about him that she really liked?
They love, like, you know, like Celine Dion. They're really into that.
He's coming. I'm coming. Lindsay asked on Facebook, who wants to go see Celine Dion with me? And I said me. So does that mean I'm going to be going with this guy?
I don't know. I don't even know if he's going to Celine Dion. It's just that was their connection. Like,
okay.
One thing of many. Alex, here's the thing. She shut me out. I don't know. I know nothing about this guy.
Okay.
Once
so
again, I brought
Celine
up.
Dion. He likes
That's
Celine
all I
Dion.
Know.
That's
yes.
all you know.
That's all I know.
I'm going to go ahead and guess just from that right there, he's gay. So I don't think you have anything to worry about.
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
Okay, well, then that
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I don't know if he's gay or not. It
if
doesn't,
he is.
It doesn't matter to me if you're what you are. Like, I don't care.
No, but you care because you were, like, nervous. You were feeling insecure that she's going to meet some dude and fall in love with him, her new guy friend. But
well,
if she's
all
a gay
she does
guy
is,
friend, it wouldn't matter, right?
All she's been doing, no, it wouldn't matter. All she's been doing is just talking about this guy, though, and it's like, you sound kind of infatuated with him.
Okay.
You know, so.
But I'm saying the threat goes down a little. The level goes down if he is gay.
But okay. I don't know. But, like, once again, I love pork chop here on the show. But he, like, for example, pork chop's bi. I always feel like if they're bi, which I don't know if this
there's
guy's gay or bi, there's a chance he could come back.
Well, it's
my
true.
Wife could pull it out of him.
Is there a chance you could ever be brought back, pork chop?
Oh, most definitely.
See?
Oh, most
See?
Definitely.
We're in some murky waters here.
All the ladies' ears that listen just perked up. They're like, They're oh, like,
huh?
You're telling me there's a chance.
What? What did you say? Okay, so that's the latest. There's not a ton, but I guess things went really well. And I'm happy. I want my wife to have friends. She's been, you know, struggling to make a bunch of them. Anytime you move as you get older, it's harder. When you're in your, like, 20s, you can go play in bar leagues or sports leagues and meet people, and you just magically, that's how I had, like, 30 friends when you know I was younger. Now I got like two.
So what happened with this guy that you went out with?
Really cool. He actually works for the local police department, which is awesome. Young guy, actually meeting him because I saw his Instagram. I was like, there's no way. You look like you're in high school. He has got like a baby face. I was like, if you told me to pull over, I'd be like, yeah, right.
No
you,
way.
You don't have a pork chop. Didn't he have like a really young looking face?
Oh, yeah. He looked like super
Wait,
young.
Pork chop went? Why?
Well, pork chop came to the lunch.
Why?
I don't know
why.
He
wasn't invited.
I was here at the station. I was working late, and I saw Joe.
Wait.
He's like, he's heading out to lunch.
Where did you guys go to lunch?
Went to a place called Brew Burger, just grabbed some burgers, and then Pork Chop. But Pork Chop texted me, and he was like, hey, man, where'd you go? I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to grab lunch. He's like, yeah, room? Like, do you mind if I come? And I was like, no, because I like Pork Chop. I enjoy hanging out,
right.
And I wish we all would hang out more at the show, but I really like hanging out with you. And I was like, I guess, but I asked the guy. I said, hey, do you mind if Pork Chop? He's like, no, it's cool, because he listens to the show.
Right.
And we got paid yesterday.
I was going to say, Brew Burger is pretty expensive,
no,
though.
No, there's like
That's
a,
what
a
I was
$10
thinking.
Burger. What?
Which
is kind of expensive.
Well, on payday, like, Yesterday.
Maybe here's
I
your
know,
problem.
You always
Simon.
Fall out on
just
payday.
That's his problem
had,
when payday
just
ends.
Just because it's in your account doesn't mean that you should
oh,
go ahead and
okay,
spend it.
Okay, I should
it.
Have starved myself instead.
No, you should Hold have gone on. To the grocery like we've been saying since the beginning.
Hold on, listen. It's okay if he has one meal. So we did.
And
this isn't the weird part. I had a great conversation with this guy. I think we're going to be like friends. We're going to go. I'm trying to get more. Alex has her concealed carry. I want to get my handgun, and I want to start doing that more. But I want to go to the shooting range. But more than that, hopefully, maybe a friendship. I don't know where it is, but I thought
what,
it was
you
a cool
guy. You want
this
guy to go shoot with you because he's a cop?
Well, I'm saying that'd be something fun that we have in common. I was getting to know him. I don't know. It's just he said he was a big fan of us after we talked about the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. Because when he's patrolling the streets and interacting with kids, he says, "Man, you guys don't realize, but you and Alex going to read to those kids makes a big difference. It's a positive person in their life, even if you guys think it's just silly and they're not even paying attention to you."
Well, I had a cop reach out to me. He tried to arrest me because he said I was ruining kids' lives. So, I'm just
well,
kidding.
To be fair, that cop had a point. Everything you do, except for Book Buddies. It almost evens out.
Wait, how old is this cop?
I think he's like...
7.
No. I think he's like probably like 22, 23. He's very young.
Whoa.
You're just, rocking the cradle.
Is he married?
I don't believe
no.
so.
No wonder Porkchop wanted to go.
Porkchop has a thing for the young men.
I totally... What?
You have a thing for younger guys. This guy Obviously. Is only like 23 years old. I know.
So I said, no wonder Porkchop wanted to go. I'm kidding.
I didn't know what he looked like.
I'm literally joking. Oh. Let's take
Porkchop did say, "Hey, do you have a nightstick?" And that was a little weird. But no, the funniest thing is now up on our Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show on our story. Because I said, yeah.
What is it, a picture of you guys?
No. I didn't take one. I think next time we hang out, we'll calm down. Oh, my gosh.
I want to see.
I'll show you in a second. Chill out. But Porkchop's like coming, and I was like, all right, dude, are you ready? What do you want to do here? And he ends up like saying, I'm on my way. So we're waiting to order because me and this listener who's a cop, we both had to leave. We couldn't be there all day. Porkchop finally arrives after our food gets there. We're waiting.
Jeez, dude.
I'm like, how'd your Uber or Lyft take that long? Give him a 1-star. He's like, oh, I drove a Lime scooter here.
No.
He scootered from our job downtown to the restaurant, Alex.
What's wrong with that? It's close.
Because it's not as quick as a car.
A Lime
scooter goes like 5 or 10 miles.
No, it goes 20 miles an hour.
It does not go 20.
Yes, it does. It has a speedometer on it.
Next time Porkchop is supposed to meet one of us out for lunch, he's going to be late. He's going to send a freaking carrier pigeon to let us know he's going to be running late.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.